This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. federal investigators began probing Saturday the theft and crash of a passenger airliner late Friday near Seattle, Washington. Authorities say a Horizon Air employee stole one of the company's planes that had no passengers or crew aboard at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. He then took off in the aircraft and performed stunts before apparently crashing on the nearby sparsely populated Ketron Island. Brad Tilden is the CEO of Alaska Air Group, Horizon's parent company.
He was a background check. There was a couple of different criminal background checks we run on our employees. He had a CETA badge with the Port of Seattle, so that's another. He worked his shift yesterday. We believe he was in uniform.
The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board and the FBI are working the case. Officials have ruled out any link to terrorism in the incident. A key supporter of President Donald Trump, Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York, has suspended his re-election campaign for Congress. As AP's Julie Walker reports, Collins is battling charges of insider trading.
In a statement, the Republican congressman says, "After extensive discussions with my family and friends over the last few days, I've decided it's in the best interest of my constituents, the Republican Party, and President Trump's agenda to suspend my campaign for re-election." Chris Collins was indicted Wednesday on charges he used insider information about a biotech company to make illicit stock trades. At the time, he vowed to remain on the ballot and denied any wrongdoing. Now he says he'll finish his term as he fights the charges. The state Republican Party has yet to announce a replacement candidate for Collins' House seat. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News.